I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. President Maduro won Venezuela's elections for a second term Sunday night, but it was riddled with controversy as several nations, including the U.S., denounced the election as a sham. It doesn't help that the country is also facing an unprecedented economic crisis. Venezuela currently has the world's highest inflation at 13,000%. Steve Shantz with Transworld Radio says hope is scarce, but that's where their broadcasts come in.
We're not trying to address the political situation. We're trying to bring hope into people's lives and bringing hope to them through what the Bible teaches for how we should deal with these situations in our lives. And also that there is hope in a faith in God and in Jesus Christ.
Please pray for the gospel's hope to permeate Venezuela. And there's a lot of debate on whether the Chinese church has religious freedom. James St. John has traveled with Bibles for China a number of times and shares.
God's church is growing there, and the freedom is there for them to gather, to worship. Obviously, there's regulation. Again, it's a communist country. And as Westerners, it's hard for us to understand that sometimes. But people who are functioning within the rules, even sounds kind of harsh, but they're allowed to function that way and to have the freedom to worship.
While there are religious freedoms for Christians in China, St. John says there's a misconception about the quantity of Bibles in the nation. There's quite a few in large cities, but there's a lack in rural towns. Bibles for China is supplying believers in these areas with God's Word. For the price of one cup of coffee, you can give a Bible too. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.